The day began like so many other days in Kilo Company's deployment, with a routine mission. Sergeant Wooderich was in charge of 4 vehicles and 11 Marines. Among them were Lance Corporals Miguel Terrazas, Justin Sherritt, and Stephen Tatum, Corporals Sanic de la Cruz and Hector Salinas, and Private First Class Humberto Mendoza. At about 7 a.m., as they drove west, a terrific explosion rocked Wooderich's convoy. Miguel Terrazas was literally torn in half by the explosion.
They're fucking gone! President, hey! Keep a watch over that fucking one just in case! Hey, look at me! Hey, Roberts, stay with us, you're gonna be alright! Look at me! Hey!
Wooderich and some of his men engaged a car they deemed hostile near the scene of the explosion, killing its 5 occupants.
Hey, who the fuck are these motherfuckers? Hey, get out the vehicle! Get out! Get out!
Get out! Get out!
Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out! Move! Move! Who the fuck pulled that trigger? Who the fuck set that bomb off? Nobody wants to talk? You don't wanna fucking talk! You don't know who fucking did it! You don't know who fucking did it! Alright! Motherfucker! You still don't fucking know! You still don't fucking know!
They then advanced on these nearby houses, after identifying them as the source of incoming fire. Civilians had been killed, including 4 women and 6 children.
You fucking kill my friend!
After the attack, I saw a damaged Humvee, and then US troops stepped out at the site of the attack. There were no shootings by the two parties for 10 minutes. But 10 minutes later, I saw US Marines clamping up a house which was 100 meters or more from the attack site. 10 minutes on, I saw flames raging through the windows and doors from all sides. And then they entered Ulysses' house, shooting dead the head of the family, the women, and the children. Only a female child escaped the death.
The alleged massacre took place last November. At the time, no one outside Haditha seemed interested in the story the survivors had to tell. But now more witnesses are coming forward. And chief among them is a girl of 12, Safa Yunis. They, she says, meaning the Americans, knocked at our front door, and my father went to open it. They shot him dead from behind the door, and then they shot him again. Then one American soldier came in and shot at us all. I pretended to be dead.
Yusuf Ariz Ahmed has memorized the places where his 4 brothers' bodies laid after they were killed by U.S. Marines, he said. The family recounts that November day in 2005 and says it was a massacre of the brothers, along with 20 other people, following a roadside bomb in Haditha. Marines raided the house and shot the unarmed men in their heads in this back bedroom, the family said. Now they are angry that no one is being held accountable. Charges against 6 of the 8 Marines accused in the case were dismissed, and one Marine was found not guilty on all charges.
Welcome, young Jewish Arabia! Welcome! Young Jewish Arabia, you're so honored! 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 You're so honored!
We went through that house much the same, prepping the rooms with grenades, going in there and eliminating a threat, engaging the targets.
But there was no threat. The second house was the Yunus family. 41-year-old man, 35-year-old woman, 28-year-old woman. And the children, Noor, who was 14, Sabah, who was 9, Zainab, who was 3, and Isha, who was 2. They were all killed by your men.
What I did that day, the decisions that I made, I would make those same decisions today.